This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 12 for Tuesday, August 11th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE futures canola contracts are weaker Tuesday, falling to their lowest levels in 2 weeks as traders took profits and the market backed away from recent highs. Canola is down $3 to more than $4, November down $4.50 at $484 per ton. A firm tone in the Canadian dollar, up by nearly half a cent, contributed to the weakness, as did losses in Chicago soy oil. The looming prairie harvest and relatively favorable crop prospects also weighed on prices. Soybeans in Chicago, meanwhile, are stronger with positioning ahead of tomorrow's production and supply-demand reports from the USDA, a feature. The November contract up only a quarter cent, though, at 873.5. General expectations are for an increase in U.S. soybean production compared to earlier estimates, but that larger crop may be priced into the market for the time being. The extent of the damage caused by the derecho wind storm that hit large parts of the Midwest on Monday is still being assessed, with crop losses likely in some areas as soybean and corn fields were flattened by 100-mile-per-hour winds. Weekly U.S. crop condition ratings pegged the soybean crop at 74% good to excellent. That was up 1 point on the week. Corn futures, they are also posting small gains with positioning ahead of tomorrow's reports of feature. September up a penny at 311.5 per bushel. U.S. corn crop condition ratings dipped slightly on the week, losing 1 point in the good to excellent category at 71%. However, that's still above the year-ago level at this time. Wheat futures, they were higher across the board. Chicago up 4 cents in September at $4.95 per bushel. Kansas City 3 cents higher at $4.16¾. And Minneapolis spring wheat up 2 cents in the September contract at $4.92¼. The U.S. winter wheat harvest was 90% complete as of this past Sunday. That's slightly ahead of the 5-year average. Spring wheat was 15% harvested, and that was 10 points off the average. Spring wheat condition ratings for the crop still in the field fell 4 points on the week, coming in at 69% good to excellent. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, August 11th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.